Welcome back to another chapter of Jinx, where we are in chapter 14 now. We're gonna dive deep into the world of MMA boxing and a little bit of romance. I am your host, Cece, and I'm so excited to bring you today's episode. Chapter 14 has got us on the edge of our seats. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal for Joshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zealed Fujoshi. We pick up this chapter with Doc Ban rushing to Busan to be with Jo Jae Kyung for his match. Remember, in chapter 13, at the end of that chapter, Kim Dan was getting called for an emergency session for Jae Kyung because it sounded like Jae Kyung is having a lot of shoulder stiffness and he needs his physical therapist to be in the match, or hopefully Kim Dan can get in the arena before the match so that he can try to fix what's going on with Jae Kyung. When he does arrive, he finds that Jae Kyung seems to be in a bad shape because he's surrounded by his team. All of them are worried, but that's not all. We notice right away that Jae Kyung is in a terrible mood. Apparently, before this whole shoulder thing happened, when he was in the weigh-in with his opponent for this arena match, the opponent actually spit on his face during the weigh-in. Can you believe it? That beautiful face, somebody as ugly as that actually spit on Jo Jae Kyung's face. I can't believe it. I don't blame Jae Kyung for being bad though. In order to release Jae Kyung's anger though, apparently this whole shoulder thing is just an excuse. He didn't really hurt his shoulder. He just really wants the Doc Ban to be in Busan with him and help him release all of his frustrations from his anger from what happened at the weigh-in. Of course, Doc Ban, being in a lot of debt to Jae Kyung, actually accepts and just let him have his way. When they did finish up, something unexpected happened. For the very first time in the 14 chapters of this series, Jo Jae Kyung actually kisses Kim Dan in this chapter. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one who couldn't handle that kiss. Is this the start of something new? Is Jae Kyung actually listening to what the doctor said in the previous chapter, that he should treat his partners a little bit more gently. And his answer to that suggestion is to give Kim Dan a kiss. I'm not really entirely sure how his process of elimination works. But could Jo Jae Kyung be falling for Dan? I mean, he's always been rough with him, but this is a whole new level. I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one who was screaming when everybody saw that panel came into their phones. But wait, there's more. After the match, Jae Kyung actually did win. He basically wins a knockout. And even spits on his enemy at the end of the match, actually. Jae Kyung takes Dan out. He didn't really take him out, but he was able to celebrate with his whole team. It wasn't really just Kim Dan, it was the whole team. Because it was a very beautiful match. The guy looked like he was a very crazy guy. He was moving really weirdly and stuff, acting really weirdly too. But Jo Jae Kyung was able to keep his cool and really knock some sense out of that guy. I love the part where he got his revenge at the end. And I'm pretty sure like his whole team was very appreciative of that. What does this whole chapter mean? Does this mean that there is a future for this too? Is Jae Kyung actually melting his stoic side for Kim Dan? We don't know. Are they going to take things to the next level? We don't know. I don't know about you though, but I can't wait to find out. That's it for today's episode of Jinx. Join us next time as we dive into chapter 15 and see where this relationship actually goes. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Until next time, this is CC signing off. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zealed Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things is spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zealed Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zealed Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.